We are in Perek Zayin. We're up to Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah discusses the laws of a carbon bird in which Malika took place, which was the slaughtering with the fingernail. And then it turned out that this bird was a trefa. Now, a trefa, for example, if a person would find, let's say, a hole in the esophagus, the trachea, or b'nei hamayim, or in its insides, and that it was not going to be able to live on its own for an extended period of time, then it's considered to be a trefa. As opposed to a nevela, in which there is nothing internally wrong with it, but either the animal just died on its own or wasn't slaughtered properly. And we generally misuse the word traif, where a person says, you can't eat that gum, it's traif. It's not really traif. Traif, again, means that we're dealing with specifically an animal in which there is something internally wrong with the animal that it was going to die on its own. So the question is, what is the status of such a bird that was found to be a trefa? What do we say regarding the laws of tumah? We know that if an animal is a nevela, that you find an animal that just died on the road, if you would touch it, then you become tumah. We did mention when it comes to birds, there's a different law. If a person would touch a bird which was a nevela, you did not become tumah. You only become tumah vesablia, after you swallow it. The question is there a distinction when it comes to a bird between nevela and trefa? This is, as we're now going to see, at least the machlokas, and then on Sunday we'll further discuss the logic behind both of these opinions. Malik v'nimsa trefa. Let's say a person does the malik on this bird, and then you find, by doing this examination, that in fact this bird was a trefa. So Rav Meir Omer, so certainly you're not allowed to eat this bird. Now, certainly you're not allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach. But the question is, does it transmit any form of tumah if one would eat it, which they weren't supposed to? Rav Meir Omer, Einu Mitama Vesabliya. Rav Meir says that just as when it comes to a bird, if you would slaughter it, and you found it's a trefa, it does not cause anyone who eats it to become tameh and pure. So too malika. There's no difference between the slaughtering and the malika. It's the same. It's just a different process of having the animal taking its life. And therefore, just as when it comes to a bird, if you would slaughter it, that the law is, if you find to be a trefa, that the bird does not transmit tumah. So too, if you would do malika, shouldn't be any difference. And therefore, if you would eat it, you did not become tameh. That's the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Yehud Omer, mitamah vesabliya. Rav Yehuda says no. He feels that one cannot make this jump between malika and shechita, just because when it comes to a bird, that it does not become tameh in the event that you are slaughtering it, does not mean when you find it's a trefa, does not mean when it comes to malika that the same laws apply. And again, we're going to discuss the reasoning behind this dispute, but against this machlokas, as we'll see again on Sunday, as to whether or not this bird that you, which you did malika and you found to be a trefa, whether or not it has the ability to transmit to a